Parak Ches, Mishnah Hey. Adama, earth. They used to have this type of red kind of dirt that they would use to as an ink for signatures when they would sign a letter. So what is the shear, what is the amount of carrying this earth out on Shabbos to be liable for carrying on Shabbos? Kichosam ha martzufim. It's the amount, shear ha'utzah, k'dilosam chosim al-sakim shoschora. Enough ink, enough of this dirt, to use as a stamp, to stamp a bag of merchandise. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, that if you have enough earth in order to make a stamp, to stamp a bag of merchandise, that would be the amount to be liable for carrying on Shabbos. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, no. Kechosam ha'igaros. He says, the Chachamim say, no. Shear is a katan mishir of Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim's shear is less than the shear of Rabbi Akiva. They hold, Shachosim, one who signs the signature, Hasamim ha'igaros, the signature that you put on letters, on paper, Tzarech admas pachos mechos ma'atufim. The amount that's required of this dirt to serve as ink is less than if you would use it on a to stamp a bag of merchandise. And therefore, as long as you have enough to stamp a regular letter, that makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. So they're more stringent than Rabbi Akiva because their shear is smaller. Zevel, if you have fertilizer, v'chol hadak, or you have thin sand, the shear is kedei, Zabel kelach shel kruv. As long as they have enough to fertilize one stalk of cabbage, divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, no, kedei lazabel kresha. In order to fertilize a kresha is a karti, is a leek. So they hold not a cabbage but a leek. And again, this shear is smaller than that of a sprout of cabbage. And the Chachamim are more machmir, they're more stringent, making the shear smaller to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Chol hagas, if you have a thicker sand, a bigger sand, the shear is kedilitin al meloi kaf sid, enough to put on meloi kaf sid. What was that? So the sayadim, the people that we used to work with lime, they would mix ma'arim chol besid, they would take sand, and they would take lime, and they would mix it together. Vishir ha'otzah shel hachol, who kishir ha'tzarech l'chaf shel sayadim ha'mleya sid. So these people that worked with lime, they would have this spoon filled with lime, and they'd fill it up with this chol hagas, this thick dirt, in order to make their formula. So if you have enough sand to fill up this spoon of lime that the people that worked with lime would use to for their working, so that would be enough chol to be liable for carrying on Shabbos. Kana, if you have a pipe, kana here is a reed. Kadilasos kulmus, as long as the reed is big enough to make a quill that's befitting to write with, so as long as the quill reaches your fingers, your knuckles, I'm sorry, that would be enough to be liable for carrying a reed on Shabbos. V'mhoya ava, if the reed was thick, and you know you couldn't use it as a quill, omerusas, or if it was all broken up and you can't use it as a quill, then what's the amount? We deem this quill as like regular, you know, wood, and it's kedei lavashel beitzei kalash beitzim, as long as you have enough of this quill to cook up an egg. Are the lightest eggs, meaning the easiest egg to cook up amongst all the eggs that are out there is the egg of a chicken, because it cooks very quickly. And not just to cook up this egg of a chicken, but terufa, when the egg is scrambled and mixed into oil, which makes the egg cook even quicker, unusuna be'ilpis, and then put into a frying pan, which is already boiled up. The frying pan is already warmed up. So we're talking about a super, super, you know, quick amount to heat up this egg. And the Gemara goes further to say that it's not, you don't need to cook up the whole entire egg, rather just the shear of a gorgeris of it, meaning as long as you could cook up the amount of a dried fig of this egg, then that's enough to make one liable. And the reason why they use a dried fig is because in general, the dried fig is the shear for all food regarding Shabbos. So if this quill, again, is broken or if it's too thick, if you have enough of the quill to make a fire to cook a chicken's egg, which is very easy to cook, while it was mixed with oil, which makes it even easier to cook, while it was sitting in a boiling hot frying pan, which makes it even easier to cook, and all we need is a dried fig amount of it, that would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. Etzem, a bone, one who's carrying a bone, the shear is gililasos tarvad, enough to make this bone into a spoon. Tarvad is a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Gililasos v'menuchaf, enough to make the teeth of a key. If you can make the teeth of a key from this bone, then that's enough to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Zichuchis, if you have glass. Kedei ligra bar rosh hakarkar, as long as you have enough to scrape with it the rosh hakarkar. What is this? So they would have like this wooden needle that they would use to beat and straighten out the strings on the loom when the weavers would loom. And they would do this so that the strings don't fold over on each other. And every now and then they'd have to scrape this wooden spindle, this wooden needle, in order to make it sharp with a piece of glass. So however much glass you need to sharpen this wooden needle, that would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Terar, a rock, or even a stone, the lizard ba'of, as long as you have enough to throw it at a bird to chase the bird away. Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov says, no, they lizog behema. He says that people will not be matriach themselves to throw a stone at a bird to make it go away, because they'll just scream at it, and the bird will fly away. Rather, the shear is enough stones or pebbles, enough to throw it at a behema, at an animal, in order that the animal runs away. And the Gemara explains that this shear, it's the weight of 10 zuzim, of 10 zuz coins, which in our English is about 40 grams. And that concludes Mishnah Vav.